Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 says, "Now on the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.' So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" Heavenly Father, we pray that as we briefly consider this passage, your Son Jesus would be glorified. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. The message of the Christian faith is, in one sense, come and see, go and tell. Come and see, go and tell. Did you hear it in that passage? Over and over again, the angel came and he said to the woman, come and see the place where he lay, then go and tell the disciples. And it says, so they came and saw, and then they went to tell his disciples. And then Jesus shows up, and they saw Jesus, and then Jesus said, go and tell my disciples. And it says again, they went to tell the disciples, and they said, you will see Jesus too. The message of the Christian faith is come and see Jesus, and go and tell. The message is always to seekers, to people that are seeking. Sometimes they don't know they're seeking, but we're all seekers. And it's a message of come and see, go and tell. The message in this case was delivered by messengers. The Old Testament word for angel is malach. It means messenger. And the New Testament word for angel is angelos, and it means messenger. Angels are people who live in the presence of God, and then they take messages for God. And in fact, sometimes in the Bible, when an angel brings a message, and maybe the people don't believe, the angel gets a little indignant. This happened with Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, when he said, really, is that what's going to happen? And the angel said this. He said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. So the angel says, listen, I know what I'm talking about because I've been there and I see. Angels are seers and tellers as well. And so when the angel brings the message, he says, look, come and see the risen Jesus, and then go and tell other people. We're doing what angels do. They are messengers. And they're messengers to seekers. These women were seeking something. And the angel said to the women, he said, I know what you're looking for. I know what you're looking for. Don't be afraid. When he had showed up, the guards were so afraid that they trembled and they fainted. And then the women show up a little bit later, and there's dead guards on the ground, it looks like, and there's an angel, and the first words out of an angel's mouth is usually, don't be afraid, because otherwise people pass out, and the guards had passed out. And so he said, don't be afraid. He says, I know what you're looking for. Come and see. Come and see. And go and tell. Come and see the place where he lay. Come examine the evidence for yourself. It's notable, he didn't say come and see Jesus. He said come and see the evidence of the resurrection. At that point, Jesus wasn't there. All that was there was an empty tomb, maybe some mummy wrappings. That's it. And the angel said, you come and examine the evidence for yourself, and then go tell everybody else. That's what we're invited to do. The come and see, go and tell message did not start on Easter morning. This was the message throughout the life of Christ. It was the message at his birth. In Luke chapter 2, verse 12, we read about a bunch of angels that came, And they showed up to a bunch of shepherds that were on a hill, kind of like this probably. And the angels showed up and they said, we have a message for you. They said, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. That assumes they're looking for something. You will find a baby. And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us. We're going to see it. And then a few verses later it says, and when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them. What did they do? They came and saw, and then they went and told. That's the message. A little bit later, Jesus grows up, and right when he started his ministry, he was walking by, and John the Baptist looked at Jesus and said, behold the Lamb of God. What's he saying? See. Behold the Lamb of God. And John had disciples too, and some of his disciples were with him. And his disciples, it says, two of them went and they followed after Jesus. They followed after Jesus, and they said, the two disciples heard him say this. They followed Jesus, and Jesus turned and saw them. And Jesus said, what are you seeking? Again, you see it? They're looking for something. And Jesus is his own messenger this time. John pointed them toward him, but now Jesus says, what are you looking for? And they said, where are you staying? Which is kind of a funny question to ask, but they had to say something, right? Where are you staying? And you know what Jesus said? Come and see. Come and see. Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? And he said to them, come and you will see. It says, so they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. And it says, and then one of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus, his name was Andrew. He was Simon Peter's brother. And he first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Messiah. And he brought him to Jesus. So this is the process of the Christian faith. This is the invitation. It's come and see. And as soon as you've seen, you go tell. And your message is come and see. Come and see. This happened in the middle of Jesus' ministry. You remember when he met with the Samaritan woman out in the country? All these stories take place outdoors, right? He's outside. They're by a well. It's the heat of the day. He's hot. She's hot. She gets some water out. He says, can I have a drink? And she says, I don't know. You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. And a whole conversation ensues. But do you remember what he said to her? At some point, she reveals that she is seeking something. She's looking for something. And she'd been looking for it in relationships. She'd had five husbands. And the guy she was living with wasn't her husband. And Jesus pointed that out to her. She was looking for something. And Jesus said to the woman, or rather the woman said to Jesus, I know that Messiah is coming, which means Christ, the anointed one, the promised one is coming. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said, I who speak to you am he. She was seeking, and he said, you're looking at him. You're seeing. Come and see. You know what she did? She turned around, ran down the hill to her village, and she said, quote, come and see the man who told me everything I ever did. Can he be the Christ? And they went out, and the whole town were coming to him. Come and see. Then go and tell. In the middle of Jesus' ministry, after his disciples had seen who he was and everything he did, he picked 72 of them and sent them out to tell. And then, on this day, and there are many other examples, but on this day, the two women, both named Mary, show up at the tomb, and the angel says, come and see the evidence, and then go and tell the brethren. We have the same invitation. You have the same invitation. Two invitations, one to come and see and one to go and tell. You don't see the physical Jesus, do you? I don't see the physical Jesus. I've never seen him. I've asked God a few times. Boy, I'd just love to see Jesus. I've never heard his voice, like actually heard an auditory voice. I've never heard his voice except through his word and his Holy Spirit testifying that these things are true. But did you know, not everybody got to see Jesus. And even when they did, sometimes they doubted. And in fact, there was one guy, he wasn't there when Jesus showed up on that Sunday evening to the group of disciples. Thomas wasn't there with them. So then the next time Jesus showed up and appeared to them, you know, Thomas had been saying, I won't believe it until I see. And Jesus said, Thomas, come and see. Come see the place where the spear was in my side. Come put your hand in the nail prints in my hand and you'll see. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, you believe because you have seen, but blessed are those who believe even though they have not seen. That's you. That's you. Blessed are those who believe even though they have not seen. Peter, when he wrote an epistle maybe 20, 30 years after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter said, he was writing to a group of people, he said, though you have not seen him, these people hadn't seen Jesus, though you have not seen him, you love him. You love him. And though you do not now see him, you believe in him and you rejoice with joy that's inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. To each one of you is extended the same offering that was extended by that angel to those women. Come and see. Come examine the evidence for yourself. I believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it. I've looked at the evidence, and there is perhaps no more proven event in all of history than that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. There's a lot of evidence, and you can look into it yourself. He predicted that he would rise. He said it. It's well documented. It's so documented that that when they buried him, they took some Roman guards and put him in front of the tomb so that his disciples wouldn't take his body out of the tomb and prank everybody. And yet, no body. And whether secular or Christian, all the scholars agree that Jesus' body was not in that tomb. It wasn't there. If it had been there, this whole resurrection story could have easily been disproven. When the apostles started preaching the gospel saying, we believe in a risen Jesus, the people could have said, no, we saw him die and walk right down to the tomb and look, there he is. But he wasn't. And nobody in the first century ever contested that. They made stories up about how maybe he wasn't, how perhaps somebody stole the body or something like that. But everybody agreed the body was gone. And then there's no accounting for the explosion of Christianity in the first century. Sure, religions have grown before, but never at the speed and never with the power of the Christian faith and never in the course of just days and never in a place where their primary leader had just been executed in a shameful way. And it exploded. And it's not like the apostles went off to some far corner of the world and told stories. They stayed right in the city where all of this had happened, and they had the audacity to say to the people, Jesus, whom you crucified, is risen from the grave, and we've seen him. And you can ask anybody. Hundreds of people saw the risen Christ, and that's why people believed it. They could walk up and ask anybody. Jesus was risen from the grave. There were witnesses, and the primary witnesses were women. And the testimony of women was not highly regarded. If they wanted to make up a story, they could have had some high-ranking officials. But no, the resurrection was first documented by humble peasant women. I believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's extended to you, and it's a decision that you have to make when you look at the evidence. Just like those women did, they had to look at the empty grave and draw a conclusion. You have to look at the empty grave and draw a conclusion. And you might draw the conclusion, I don't believe it. But I'll tell you this, all of eternity hangs in the balance on that decision. It is without a doubt the most important decision you will ever make is what you believe about the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Period. You're a seeker. I'm a seeker. We're all looking for something. We may try to find it in other places. We may try to find that deep soul satisfaction anywhere else, through a career, through romantic love, like that woman at the well. We might try to find it through drugs and alcohol. We might try to find it through good deeds and humanitarian work. We might try to find our meaning, our significance. We might try to alleviate that sense of guilt where deep down inside each one of us knows that we've sinned against a holy God. We try to figure out some way to deal with that. We're looking for something. And Jesus says that something you're looking for is me. The only thing that will satisfy you is a relationship with your Creator God through the person of His Son, Jesus. And if you'll come to Him like those women did on that morning, grab His feet and worship Him, you will be saved. The Bible makes that abundantly clear. And so the message to you is come and see. Come examine the evidence. And then go and tell. Go and tell. If you're here this morning, it's probably because somebody went and told you. Right? For some of us, it was many years ago that somebody told us about Jesus. And for some of you, it was just a day or two ago, maybe. But we're all here because somebody told us. When you have good news, you want to share it, don't you? We're in escrow on a house. We've been wanting a house for a long time. I find myself just telling people that out of the blue. You know, hey, did you know we're in escrow on a house? We're really excited. You know? When you're pregnant with a baby, a lot of times you'll wait a little while before you tell people. It's hard to wait, though, isn't it? You just want to tell everybody because it's exciting. It's good news. When we find a good restaurant, we want to tell people about it, right? If you've come and you've seen Jesus and you've experienced the power of the resurrection in your own life and you know Him and He lives inside you and you've experienced the power of His Holy Spirit and you've enjoyed the fellowship of the saints, you want to tell people about it. And that's the message. Go and tell. That's what Jesus said. Go and tell people. It's the last thing Jesus said. It's the last thing He said. Remember, He told those women, go tell My disciples, I'll meet them up in Galilee, and they will see Me too. Well, it says He went to Galilee. He met His disciples. They saw Him. Matthew 28:16 says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go, a mountain kind of like this. And they saw Him. And they worshiped Him, but some doubted. That'll always be the case. Some will doubt, even with Jesus in front of them. They worshiped Him. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Go therefore and make disciples. Go and tell. Of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teach them to obey everything I commanded you, and surely I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Come and see Jesus. Come experience Him. Come and see the risen Lord, and then go and tell. Go and tell other people. Heavenly Father, oh, that these things would be true for us. Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would move in us in such a way to convince us of the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. And Lord, that we would live in that reality and that we would tell people, that we would share our faith with other people. Father, I pray that even as we sing one more song, we would do it with all our hearts. And as we fellowship around some food, Lord, that we would delight to tell people that our Savior is risen. We ask these things in the name of our risen Savior. Amen.